Adding the choice of a crispy chicken BLT to Wendy's 4-for-4 is the biggest thing since rappers trying to sing.
I got me a yacht and I sound like a robot.
But do you like the sound of this? Wendy's 4-for-4 now comes with a choice of a junior bacon cheeseburger or a crispy chicken BLT.
From Detroit to Macon, I keep it crisp like bacon.
Both are topped with crispy applewood smoked bacon and come with 4 nuggets, fries, and a Coke for just $4.
Oh, yeah.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time, meal includes small fries and a drink. Not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
Hello and welcome to AMC Press & Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Hey everyone, it's me, Allison, along with Red Hood and Johnny.
We're here.
Yes, we're here. Absolutely, we're here. We're here, and it is 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, we'll be watching our...
10 o'clock, 10 o'clock Eastern. Do you know where your children are?
Yeah, do you know... You know where your children are, we don't. Because we don't have trackers on them.
We don't know where your children are, because this is a radio show.
Or a podcast.
Podcast.
Yes, but this is... We're getting up to 600. Jesus.
I gotta get rid of time.
Yeah, that's right. This is episode 558. The routine that went bust. Yes, that's right. The routine that went bust. Apparently, today, there's an outcry from Disability Scoop. And Disability Scoop is basically that Showtime has been airing, is under fire for airing the retarded comedy routine. Well, Gary Owen I'm agreeing with myself from it on January 15th, but came to the attention of the Special Olympics only recently. Now, the situation is that the group is calling on Showtime to remove a portion of the program focused on those with special needs, that the none of this routine is funny at all. It's callous and gratuitous verbal violence, said Tim Travers, the chairman of the Special Olympics Committee. We ask that Showtime remove this segment of the comedy special from the air because of Gary Owen to apologize for his use of the R word and takes the pledge not to use the R word. Now, the thing is that, to be fair, this came to my attention this afternoon, to be fair, the thing is with comedy, and I'm going to say this for at least, you know, this show, with comedy, it has to be in the context. You can't just go after everybody who says the retarded word.
Exactly.
Or the R word. You know, it's not fair. It's like saying, oh, we can't do free speech on ourselves. You know? I mean, Allison, what do you think?
It just depends on the context of it.
And if you don't know
what the context is...
Right. Then don't do it. But yet... we can say it to ourselves, right, in our own community, but
right.
yet we get offended when anybody else would say that, which I find, you know, okay, as a person with a disability, yeah, I say it in my writing, I say it in my speech, but do I say it to offend people? No.
No, no.
I mean, it's part of the character, if anything. It didn't come from me. It came from someone else, right? That's the point of writing. That's the point of comedy. That's the point of this show, right? If we take off the hoods, remove the hoods, Black Hood, who's not on tonight, and Red Hood, who's on tonight, you'll see people, okay? You'll see people. But, you know... what's not cool is that he said, it's my cousin who's retarded, it's not me. I can understand the hate, and I can understand the fact that, you know, he volunteered at the Special Olympics for 10 years, but he said, do you know how hard that is? Well,
right.
On one hand, okay, on one hand, you kind of have this thing where... we can say to ourselves in our own community, oh, that's stupid, or that's this, or that's that. But when another person says it who doesn't have a disability, that's when we get the hate.
Right.
What I don't understand, to me, as a person who loves comedy, is that the grandfather of comedy, Lenny Bruce, said a ton of things that were, were extremely vulgar, but also went after everything. You know? Are you going to silence everybody with a mic, including those who, us, who, you know, broadcast on the show? Who are legitimately disabled for life, you know, or are you going to silence one man and thinking that, you know, thinking that it's going to affect comedy? Because it's not like people are going to say, oh, you know, after that, it's going to be okay. The comedy community is pretty, it's large, but it's small. You know, it's not as if agent to agent, it's going to travel. You know, granted, I'm totally behind whatever decision Tim Shriver and the Special Olympics Committee may make. I mean, we are at the show. But in the end, you can't censor anybody from... You can't ban people. Yet I applaud
You're
the...
absolutely right.
You know, I applaud the... the online petition calling Nevins to remove the segment, which has already gone to 2,100 signatures, but I don't think that they're going to actually respond for one specific thing because it's already out. You know, if they had, if the disability community had seen, right, they had seen it before it aired, then maybe they'd have a standing chance. You know. I mean, what do you think, Allison, Johnny? What are your views on it?
I think that it's a matter that it's context, and you can't really hinder someone from saying a joke that necessarily that people may not like when there's other people that to be fair could also be saying not a routine.
Whatever happened to freedom of speech?
I mean, how many people do we know of in the modern sense and then in the old people sense, old comedians, that, like, Catskill comedians, how many jokes or monologues
and there's so many things out there that people make fun of on a regular basis. Something has to give. Either there's a way of understanding.
And the way of understanding... But the way of understanding has got to be left in... You know, the context of it.
Yeah.
You have to say, like, Lenny Bruce, okay, his number one routine was about religion, okay? It was really famous. It was about the Catholics and the Jews, and if they met at a congregation, and the Jew, and it was about Moses and God speaking in the back of a pew. Okay? Nowhere in that did it mention the R word, okay? But it might as well have been for a time. You know? Mort Salt, same thing. I mean, this is a person who now would be considered a racist. But, you know...
Try to think who else was controversial at the time.
Right! You're going to say, John, what?
Try to think of his name that... Richard Pryor, yeah.
Yeah, Richard Pryor. He was literally, you know, he did obscene, like, really funny things, but it was all in the context of let's not offend people, but let's offend the situation.
Yeah.
Okay? Most people, okay, most people go and say, oh, yet Lenny Bruce was convicted for obscenity, okay? The difference here is that this person, I don't know, I haven't watched the special, so I wouldn't know what what it would be. But I am going to say that yeah, it's when you're doing a long form monologue, that is free speech. Okay? It's got to be something that is, it's got to be something that makes sense, right?
Yes, most definitely.
Not something that is going, oh, yeah, let's just throw and banter it around.
Right.
Know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just what I am saying.
I agree, Red Hood.
There is more to joke about besides people with disabilities.
Yeah.
We're the only show that can actually do it because we've made sure that this whole entire show has people with disabilities so that we can joke about almost anything.
Right.
What would be funnier is if a neurotypical called in and said, you're not allowed to joke about X.
No, we kind of have a license to.
What?
We kind of have a license to.
We have a license to. We have a license to make you laugh. And that's exactly what we're going to do now. Because we can't wait to get to tonight's show, but we had to put this at the top of the agenda because we found it so stupid. I mean,
yes, it did.
In the way of just, yes, using the retarded word, not acceptable by normal people, acceptable by disabled people, because we're disabled comedians and we're disabled people. You know? So, anyway, into the funny, right? Into the sad time for the night.
Show me the funny.
Show me the funny. Yeah, show me the funny, honey. Okay. So, into the satire for the night. We discovered that a Russian Scientologist was arrested for stealing $2 million from a church. And giving it to a church. Now, what's funny about this is that... What?
Which makes it even better.
What's funny about this? More than 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 miles to the east, to the west, a person with ADHD is threatening to kill the owner of the Pizza King. Now, we don't condone killing on the show, but just wait until you hear the two things combined, and then you'll start laughing. The headline reads, racist delivery driver stole cash and pizzas and threatened to fire bomb a shop. Not funny. But here's what's funny about it. Dale Green from York made threats of serious racist text to a Muslim and this person's ADHD. Now, all the while, you know, he's threatening to call the cops. He's doing what any other person would do.
Right, yeah.
But if you take it into this, on March 3rd, he receives a text, "You're going to get what's coming to you." Okay, kind of abnormal. Right. You know. And he works for the person, right? He works for the person. 2 hours into his job with two pizza bags worth of £25 each and £40 of cash afloat. And after failing to return the money from the delivery, Mr. Newman says that he started sending racist texts and threats to Mr. Mile. Of course, he said, "Let's see, if you have a shop window where I put petrol bomb through it, of pizza sauce." That's what he said, of pizza sauce. Then March 3rd, he said, "Look who's coming." And then, 2 days later, March 6th, "You're a migrant and you should go back to your own country and make choices and come back and, you know, do that." Then, the pizza. Right.
Right, pizza rides.
Right, the pizza rises. I mean, it's funny. But then the other one, right? So, this person steals $2 million between 2012 and 2014 by selling them Russian apartments that will never be built by her construction company. Now, what would you say if the person said, "I'm going to kill you, and I'm going to now carpet bomb your castles that are not going to be built."
Ooh, that's not.
And deliver you pizza in the process.
Right. That's not good. At all.
No, not good. But yet, when people go to purchase the house, like, affordable castles in green neighborhoods, buy a construction company, well, I'm eating Pizza King's pizza. Right. And he's like, I've gotten here. Here's your pizzas. I'm going to carpet bomb my owner. I mean, it's crazier.
It is.
It gets crazier. Then, it's reported in 2014 the woman identified known as Anna told a TV company that she had paid £2.5 million for an apartment and was told the construction would begin immediately and the project was frozen, and then she eventually found out the company had never gotten approvals for the construction. How does this ramp up to carpet bombing and pizza deliveries? Well, 200 miles to the east, things are really happening for this person, right? They're making more deliveries than Kingdom Come, you know? Yet, the text came to the owner, to Green, after he admitted his guilt to the police. I acted extremely, and I acted without thinking about the consequences. Sounds like if you take off with the pizzas and the money, park the car in Heathrow, fly over to Russia, meet the person who's going to build your apartment, say, "Yeah, you want some pizza?" Fly back to England, and then what do you do?
Oh, yeah. You make sure you get out.
You make sure you get back to your fucking... Oh, wait, no. I'm going to call them back on that shit, he says, in mid-flight. You know, then, he says, I have to take steroids and my ADHD pills. And then I have to go back to Russia to fill all those orders for all those apartments, and I can't really do that because I have a court date. Meanwhile, the Russian mafia is planning.
Yes.
It's planning.
Yeah.
Why is it planning? It's planning because they're trying to get the church to agree with a scheme that they're not involved in the scheme, and, well...
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We all know how that winds up.
We all know how that winds
probably
up.
Not good.
Exactly. Not good, but funny in the fact that you got a pizza person to deliver your pizzas to an empty construction site where the pizzas and the mafia and the Russian mafia are leaning in.
Are waiting.
They wait 24 hours, 72 hours, 85 hours, still waiting. The Church of Scientology in Russia is not...
And waiting.
But the religions of Scientology is following books, right? It's following books,
mm-hmm.
basically. If you liquidated Scientology and basically said, I'm going to fuck you up, it would be as fucked up as using the word retarded in that with Showtime trying to pull it. You know.
Right.
But yet the funnier part is that Scientology is famous in Hollywood because of Tom Cruise and John Travolta. Funnier because
right.
of the fact that
right.
it's famous because of John Travolta and Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise more than John Travolta.
Yes.
But yet, search kind of still continues. You know.
Yeah.
And we'll keep you updated because now
yes,
I guess.
We will.
Yeah. Because now, now we go to Australia, and
yes.
Australia has tried to basically bring back the Disability Commissioner. Good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them. And this is in Melbourne. Now, if you know anything about Melbourne, and if Elaine was on the show, he would fill us in. But
yes.
He's not for tonight. He will be on next show or the next show after that. But the Labour has vowed to reinstate a full-time disability discrimination commissioner if elected by scrapping the position of former rights commissioner Tim Wilson. The coalition
Brilliant.
Was scrapped in 2014, and the post disability advocacy post was held by Graham Innes and later on rolled into age discrimination for the commissioner's job. The re-established commissioner would be replaced by a vacant position left by Mr. Wilson, who stepped down in the consensus seat of Goldstein, who is a Liberal candidate earlier this year. However, the commissioner will have a new focus in boosting jobs for people with disability by working within the communities and businesses, which is great.
Awesome. That's awesome.
The Labour leader and Bill Shorten said discrimination against people with disability was far too common. Well, it's more far too common in the United States. It's far too common around the world. Right?
Yeah.
Right. So this is why Australia and every disability advocate around the world needs to get their butts together.
Yeah.
You know? And start
yeah.
recognizing stuff. Now,
yeah.
why... This is why Australia needs to get a dedicated disability discrimination commissioner, because people with disabilities,
yeah.
like our show,
deserve that help.
A more powerful voice, and we are that for the U.S. and around the world. So,
yeah.
it comes down, really, 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 it comes down to several things in conclusion of this episode, I guess.
Yeah.
Because it's a short episode.
Yes. Yeah.
One.
Shockingly short.
Very short. Because it's a slow news day. Of course, it's hump day in America.
Yeah.
We don't have much news. There isn't much news. Except for Trump. And until the election actually gets started and there's more stuff and there's new news, instead of him just calling Lion Ted an asshole and them saying, oh, I can't, they can't, you know, rope me down. We're trying to lessen.
I'm sure they can. And they will.
Well, once they rope him down and tie him down, we'll have more information.
But, yes.
You know, it's the same thing for us in terms of making fun of stuff.
Yes.
That's why we're leaning for a couple of episodes off the grid of politics and going around the world for different politics and stuff like that.
Yes.
But we're happy about this, and the site is coming along swimmingly while we sort out deals and stuff like that for you guys. So,
we'll
be back next week with more satire and more news.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so,
we'll see you later. Be back Monday.
See you later. Good night.
See you Monday.
Monday. Bye.
Adding the choice of a crispy chicken BLT to Wendy's 4-for-4 is the biggest thing since rappers trying to sing.
I got me a yacht and I sound like a robot.
But do you like the sound of this? Wendy's 4-for-4 now comes with a choice of a junior bacon cheeseburger or a crispy chicken BLT.
From Detroit to Macon, I keep it crisp like bacon.
Both are topped with crispy applewood smoked bacon and come with 4 nuggets, fries, and a Coke for just $4.
Oh, yeah.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time, meal includes small fries and a drink. Not valid in Alaska and Hawaii. Adding the choice of a crispy chicken BLT to Wendy's 4-for-4 is the biggest thing since rappers trying to sing.
I got me a yacht and I sound like a robot.
but do you like the sound of this? Wendy's 4 for $4 now comes with a choice of a junior bacon cheeseburger or a crispy chicken BLT.
From Detroit to Macon, I keep it crisp like bacon.
Both are topped with crispy applewood smoked bacon and come with 4 nuggets, fries, and a Coke for just $4.
Oh, yeah.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time, meal includes small fries and a drink, not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.